turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the consummate king of the SEO show.
What if I told you that waking up tomorrow to find your website traffic has plummeted by like 60, maybe even 70% might actually be the best thing to happen to your local business all year?
I mean, it sounds totally counterintuitive, right?
Completely. Because if you run a local service, a retail shop, or, you know, a clinic, the standard operating procedure for the last 20 years has been pretty straightforward.
Right. You build a website, drive traffic to it, and measure your success by the number of people walking through that digital front door.
Exactly. So seeing those numbers fall off a cliff feels like a catastrophic failure of your marketing.
Oh, absolutely. But yeah, we are looking at a landscape right now where your traffic is cratering, yet the phone on your desk is ringing more than ever.
Which is wild. And it's exactly why we are tackling this head on today. Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Glad to be here.
Our mission for you today is to unpack the absolute frenzy surrounding what the industry is calling zero-click searches.
Yeah, it's a huge topic right now.
It really is. If you're trying to understand where the digital economy is moving, the headlines right now sound terrifying. But underneath that fear is a massive hidden opportunity if you know how to read the data.
You really have to look past the initial shock value.
Right. And to navigate this, we are relying on a highly focused industry article published on July 20, 2026. It's by the agency Austin Code Monkey, and it's titled Zero Click Search and Local Business. Is it as bad as the headlines say?
It's a fantastic piece of analysis, honestly.
So, okay, let's unpack this. We have to start with the data driving this panic, because to understand the opportunity, we really need to understand the mechanics of why human search behavior has fundamentally changed.
Well, the underlying architecture of how information is delivered has been quietly overhauled over the last couple of years.
How so?
Look at the Semrush study from 2025. The numbers are just stark. 58.5% of all U.S. searches end without a single website visit. Yeah. And when you factor in broader analyses, tracking across all device types, like mobile and desktop, that figure climbs even higher. It settles somewhere between 65 and 69%.
Okay, hold on. I need to push back on this on behalf of anyone listening who relies on digital visibility for their livelihood.
Sure.
If nearly 70% of people are typing a query into a search engine and then just closing their browser without clicking anything, how is the digital economy still functioning?
That's a fair question.
Like, how does any business survive if practically no one is actually visiting their websites anymore?
Well, what's fascinating here is that to answer that, we have to completely deconstruct human intent.
Okay, break that down for me.
The mistake most people make is treating every search query as having equal value or, you know, the exact same goal. We have to separate the concept of a search into two distinct buckets.
And those are?
Informational intent and transactional or local intent.
Right. Let's look at that first bucket, informational intent.
Think about the mechanics of how we used to learn facts. If a user asked a question like, how long does an asphalt shingle roof last? Or what causes a furnace to short cycle?
The search engine would basically act as a librarian.
Exactly. It would hand you a list of 10 blue links, essentially pointing you to books, and say, hey, the answer's in one of these.
Right.
You click a link, visit a blog post written by a roofing company or a digital publisher, read the text, find your answer, and leave.
And in that old model, the publisher gets the website traffic, they serve you a few banner ads, maybe they get you to sign up for a newsletter, and that's how they monetize the interaction.
But that entire transaction is gone now.
Completely gone.
Pretty much. Today, Google's AI overviews, you know, those generated summaries sitting at the absolute top of the results page, they appear on anywhere from 16 to 48% of all queries.
That is a huge chunk of real estate.
It is. The AI reads those top articles, synthesizes the information in milliseconds, and prints a neat little paragraph saying an asphalt roof typically lasts 15 to 30 years.
So the user gets the answer instantly.
Yep. The friction is gone. They close the browser. That is your zero-click search.
I mean, for the publishers who actually did the research and wrote those original articles, that sounds like an absolute nightmare.
Oh, it is an existential threat to their business model.
I can imagine.
The Seer Interactive data from our source analyzed over 25 million impressions.
25 million?
Yeah, a massive data set. And they found that organic click-through rates on queries where an AI overview triggers dropped by 34 to 61%.
Wait, really? A 61% drop?
At the high end, yes. So if your entire revenue model requires a human being to load your web page to view an advertisement, you're basically watching your business evaporate in real time.
But wait, that massive 61% drop only applies when an AI summary can actually solve the user's problem right there on the screen, right?
Correct.
Because if my kitchen pipes burst at 2 a.m, a synthesized paragraph about the history of copper piping isn't going to fix the flood. My intent completely shifts.
And that is the pivot point. That brings us to the second bucket, the transactional or local query.
Okay, so how does the algorithm handle that differently?
The algorithms driving these search engines are sophisticated enough to recognize that shift in intent. When you type in emergency plumber near me or HVAC repair Austin, the search engine recognizes that an AI-generated text summary is totally useless to you.
Because the intent is actionable.
Exactly. You need a human being to provide a physical service. So it bypasses the AI overview and prioritizes the local pack.
The local pack, that's the map interface.
Yeah, the map you see embedded directly in the search results, usually highlighting three prominent local businesses.
Right, right.
It pulls the most critical data points, the business name, the phone number, the current operating hours, and the aggregate star rating, and surfaces them immediately.
It's essentially like a digital drive-through.
A digital drive-through. I like that.
Because if I'm the customer in that scenario, I don't need to park my car, walk inside your restaurant, which in this case is your website, sit down and browse a menu.
Right. You just want the food.
Exactly. The drive-through window is presented to me right on the search page. I see your phone number. I see your 4.8 star rating. I see that you're open 24/7, and I just hit call on my smartphone screen.
And here is the technical blind spot that is causing so much unnecessary panic.
What's that?
When that customer taps the phone number from the search page and calls your business directly, the analytics software records that interaction as a zero-click search.
Oh, because they never officially clicked a hyperlink to load the company's URL.
Precisely. From the perspective of traditional web analytics, it registers as a bounce, a failed search, a non-event.
The foot traffic counter at your digital front door basically never ticked up.
Right. But from the perspective of your actual business operations, you just acquired a highly qualified bottom-of-the-funnel lead.
That distinction changes the entire narrative. The zero click isn't a lost customer at all. It's just a hyper-efficient conversion.
It really is.
And the data compiled from SoSci and Backlinko and the Austin CodeMonkey analysis really reinforces the value of that map interface.
Oh, the numbers there are staggering.
Right. Businesses that manage to secure a spot in that top three local pack receive 93% more calls, direct website clicks, and requests for driving directions than the businesses ranked just outside of it.
It creates a total winner-take-all environment for that prime real estate. The compression of the conversion funnel is just unbelievable.
Seriously.
A 2025 local intent search study showed that 48% of all local intent searches lead to a direct interaction with a Google business profile within 24 hours.
Almost half.
Yeah. Almost half of the people searching for a local service are taking immediate action.
Mm-hmm.
And the vast majority of that action is completely bypassing the traditional website.
Okay. So if the traditional website visit is no longer the primary vehicle for customer acquisition, we have to completely rethink our metrics.
We have to.
Because the old yardsticks, you know, page views, bounce rates, time on site, they don't accurately reflect the health of a local business anymore.
And this is causing severe friction in boardrooms right now.
I bet. The author of the Austin CodeMonkey piece brings 18 years of local and technical SEO experience to this analysis, and they highlight a very specific phenomenon happening with business owners.
Yeah, the dashboard panic.
Exactly. These owners log into their Google Business Profile Insights dashboard, look at their monthly reports, and see metrics like profile views or website sessions just dropping like a stone.
And you can imagine the reaction.
Oh, yeah. You see a chart trending downward, and the immediate assumption is that your visibility is dying, that the algorithm has somehow penalized you.
It's human nature to panic at a downward graph.
So, like, what does this all mean? If my profile views are tanking, but my dispatch team is still sending trucks out at the same rate, am I just misreading the data?
You're misinterpreting the efficiency of the AI.
Okay, explain that.
To understand why those views are dropping while your call volume remains steady, we have to look at how machine learning models filter out noise.
Noise, meaning bad leads.
Basically. Historically, a massive percentage of those profile views on your dashboard were generated by low-intent window shoppers.
People just panning around a map on their phone.
Exactly. Casually clicking on different pins without any immediate transactional need, just kicking the digital tires.
Right.
The modern search algorithm actively filters out that low-intent behavior now. It decides not to surface your business profile to a user who is demonstrating casual browsing patterns.
Interesting. So who does it show it to?
It aggressively serves your profile to high-intent searchers, users whose behavioral data suggests they are ready to make a hiring decision today.
So the raw volume of eyeballs goes down, but the conversion probability of the remaining eyeballs skyrockets.
Exactly. Let's look at the BirdEye 2026 State of Google Business Profile Report, because it validates this exact mechanism.
What did they find?
Their data demonstrates that while AI-driven search is reducing overall impression volume across the board, it is simultaneously maintaining or improving high-value actions.
Like phone call.
Right. The clicks to call, the requests for driving directions, the direct messaging interactions, they are all holding steady.
Which means a drop in raw profile views isn't an alarm bell at all.
Not necessarily, no.
It's actually a sign that the AI is optimizing your visibility, removing the friction of unqualified leads.
Precisely.
But a business can't just sit back and expect the search engine to magically understand its operations, right? The source makes it explicitly clear that there is a mechanical fix required here.
Oh, absolutely.
If the website is no longer the front door, the Google Business Profile is basically the new homepage.
It is the absolute center of gravity for local digital marketing right now.
And what does optimizing that actually look like?
The optimization requirements here sound unglamorous, to be honest, but they are critical. We're talking about rigorous data hygiene.
Like what?
Fully verified operating hours, a working phone number with mobile click-to-call functionality enabled, a consistent stream of localized photos, and active management of recent customer reviews.
It sounds incredibly basic. It's almost frustrating that success hinges on making sure your Tuesday hours are listed correctly.
I know it sounds trivial, but the impact of that basic hygiene is massive because of how large language models process trust.
Trust is the key word there.
Exactly. The BirdEye 2026 data revealed that fully verified profiles generate up to 4 times more website visits. And
let's talk about content marketing. If I'm that local plumber, and I've spent hours writing a highly technical 2,000-word blog post on my website about detecting hidden gas leaks.
Right.
Why should I even bother keeping that up? If Google's AI is just going to scrape my hard work, summarize it in a zero-click AI overview, and answer the user's question without sending me a single visitor, what is the ROI on that content?
Look, this is the most difficult strategic pivot for practitioners to make right now because it requires abandoning a 2-decade-old mindset.
It's tough to let go of page views.
Very tough. You still need to produce that high-quality content, but its functional purpose has completely changed.
Okay.
You are no longer publishing articles to generate human website traffic. You are publishing articles to feed the AI.
Feeding the AI, that sounds incredibly abstract. How does writing a blog post that no human reads actually translate into a booked plumbing job?
We have to look at the underlying mechanics of how these AI overviews and large language models actually function.
Okay, take me under the hood.
They don't just read text and parrot it back. They map relationships. They build what are called knowledge graphs.
Right.
When an AI model synthesizes your highly detailed post about gas leak detection, it extracts the entities. It mathematically links the concept of expert gas leak detection to your specific business name and your geographic coordinates.
So even if the user never clicks my link, the AI is essentially learning that my business is the local authority on that subject.
Exactly. You are building citation visibility, being cited as the source material inside an AI. Overview mathematically improves your business's overall entity strength within the search algorithm.
That is fascinating.
Right. You aren't measuring the success of that blog post by how many page views it gets in Google Analytics anymore. You are measuring it by how effectively it trains the AI to associate your brand with that specific service.
So when it comes time for a transactional search.
Exactly. When that same user or another user nearby eventually searches for a transactional query like emergency gas plumber, the algorithm remembers that your entity is the established authority on that topic.
And that semantic relationship is what pushes your business into the top 3 spots of the local pack.
Bingo.
But you know, here's where it gets really interesting though. Because as cleanly as we've separated informational searches from transactional searches so far, the source data contains a massive warning sign.
It does.
Those two distinct buckets are starting to spill into each other.
The protective moat around local search is definitely shrinking.
I'm looking at the SEMrush data from the article. In early 2025, over 91% of the search queries that triggered an AI overview were purely informational.
Right.
But by late 2025, that share had dropped to 57%.
That 34% drop is the canary in the coal mine.
Because it means commercial queries are getting AI overviews too.
Exactly. It indicates that Google's algorithm engineers are actively experimenting with injecting AI overviews into commercial and transactional queries. The search engine is trying to see if an AI summary can assist a user even when they're looking to hire a local service, which means that organic local visibility is going to get pushed further down the screen.
And AI overviews aren't the only thing squeezing that organic real estate.
Not at all.
The source pulls in data from Places Scout from early 2026 showing a massive surge in monetization.
The ad data is crazy.
Yeah, they tracked the presence of paid advertisements, specifically local pack ads, and found them appearing on roughly 22% of tracked keywords.
Which is huge.
Especially because just a few months earlier, in late 2025, that ad penetration was under 3%.
Right. An explosion from 3% to 22% in a matter of months shows a clear, aggressive strategy from the search engine to monetize the local pack.
Think about the physical layout of a smartphone screen.
It's tiny.
Right. If you have an AI overview taking up the top half, and then Google injects a paid local services ad right below it, your organic free listing in the local pack is being shoved below the fold.
You're basically being caught in a vice grip between expanding artificial intelligence on one side and aggressive paid advertising on the other.
So the organic visibility that businesses have relied on for years is genuinely under siege.
It is under immense pressure, which loops us right back to the core practitioner takeaway from the Austin Code Monkey analysis.
That you have to adapt.
The margins for error have effectively vanished. Having an optimized, fully verified Google business profile and actively feeding the AI structured data through high-quality content is no longer just a nice-to-have marketing tactic for overachievers.
It's mandatory.
It is an absolute non-negotiable requirement for basic survival in this ecosystem.
Because if you don't...
If you fail to establish your entity, you will simply be overwritten by a competitor who is paying for that 22% ad space, or a competitor whose profile signals higher trust to the machine learning model.
It really emphasizes that the era of set-it-and-forget-it websites is completely dead. You have to actively manage how the artificial intelligence perceives your business operations. So, to synthesize this for you listening, the terrifying headlines screaming about the death of search traffic are really missing the nuance.
They're looking at the wrong metric?
Right. Zero-click search isn't the end of local business marketing. It is just the end of relying on the website click as your primary metric of success.
Exactly.
If your digital presence is optimized, if your Google blindness profile acts as your new digital drive-through, then a zero-click search isn't a lost customer at all. It's a direct phone call.
It is a highly qualified lead that simply bypassed the friction of a website.
The rules of engagement have just been completely rewritten.
They really have. And those who adapt to measuring actions over impressions will thrive. Mm. But, you know, as we watch these algorithms evolve, particularly with AI bleeding into commercial territory like we just talked about, it sets up a fascinating trajectory for the near future.
I mean, where do you see this trajectory taking us?
Well, consider the compression of the funnel we just discussed. Right now, the AI is bypassing the website to let a human being call a business directly from the search page.
Right, the digital drive-through.
But what happens in 3 or 4 years when the user doesn't even execute the search themselves?
What do you mean?
Imagine a scenario where a homeowner tells their personal AI assistant on their phone, "Hey, my water heater just flooded the garage. Get someone here within the hour."
Oh, wow.
That personal AI agent doesn't show the homeowner a local pack. It instantly interfaces with the AI agent managing your local plumbing business.
So the AI talks to the AI.
Exactly. The machines negotiate the hourly rate based on historical data, verify your availability, and book the emergency appointment directly into your dispatch calendar.
We go from zero click to zero screen.
Precisely.
The human element is entirely removed from the discovery phase. The machines are literally evaluating and hiring the machines.
It's wild to think about.
it really makes optimizing your foundational business data today seem infinitely more critical if your future customer is literally an AI agent evaluating your entity's authority in milliseconds.
You have to start building that trust now.
Definitely. Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Don't let the dropping page views panic you, but don't ignore the shifting landscape either.
Stay ahead of the curve.
Keep questioning the digital infrastructure around you. Make sure your digital drive-through window is wide open, and we'll see you next time.
New from the Austin Code Monkey Underground Lab, the Austin Code Monkey AI Review Response Generator. Our SEO chimp got tired of writing review replies, so we built AI. Utilize it for your business because nobody opens their laptop excited to reply to Google, Yelp, Facebook, and TripAdvisor reviews. Visit Austin Code Monkey for more details at austincodemonkey.com.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.
Code Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the code slinging king of the SEO show.